the Gospel of Mark. The Gospel of Mark, chapter number 3. We had a thought to share with you this morning. It would be this: highly favored. Highly favored. In the Gospel of Mark, in chapter number 3, Lord willing, this morning, we want to be able to look at verses 31 down through verse number 35. When you're looking at this passage of Scripture, we pray that the Holy Spirit just blesses you to see it as you've never seen it before. Because there's something here that we must not miss when we look at this passage of Scripture. Mothers, you are today highly favored if you know God. Mothers, you are greatly exalted today if you are a godly woman. I thank the Lord today for godly mothers. I thank the Lord today for those who have a desire to exalt their Savior. Have great respect and admiration for those mothers who have that heartfelt concern for their children and those that are around them that can use a kind word and a loving gesture. When you look here at the Gospel of Mark in chapter number 3, you begin to look at it in its depth. Beginning in verse number 31, you will see that the great attributes of a highly favored woman is displayed here. There came then his brethren and mother, and standing without, sent unto him, calling. And the multitude said about him, and they said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren without seek for thee. And he answered them, saying, who is my mother or my brethren? And he looked round about on them which sat about him and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord laid this passage of Scripture upon our heart, he began to remind me of the situation that was unfolding here. The ministry of Jesus Christ was thriving. He was going about throughout the land of Galilee, and tremendous crowds begin to flock and come to hear the word. As I began to look here at this passage of Scripture, the Lord began to remind me of what was unfolding here at this particular time period in the ministry of Jesus Christ. For he would heal the man with a withered hand. And we see there in this Gospel of Mark chapter 3 how that he healed the masses and the multitudes to him. He came to touch their heart. And to look very closely at this, we see that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had called about the 12 that would go with him through the highways and the byways, seeking to fulfill the will of God the Father. But in all this, we find that opposition began to grow. For you see, dear friends, the opposition began to rear its ugly head. And I thought about the time period of this Gospel of Mark, chapter 3. And the Lord began to show us here that his family had a concern. What kind of concern did they have? It was something that was very real, and it was something very disturbing. For you see, friends, the scribes and the Pharisees had a desire to tear down the ministry of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They sought to do him harm. They began to accuse him of being in the league of Beelzebub. They began to say that he was in line with the devil. And I thought about his poor mom. I thought about Mary. I thought about the love that she had for her son. And I thought about all the things unfolding, and how no doubt that her heart was in anguish and pain, for she sensed the opposition as it grew. For the Bible tells us in verse 21 that they thought that he was beside himself. Why did they think that? Because you see, dear friends, no matter what opposition or the contrary movement that came his way, Jesus Christ had a desire to press toward the mark of his high call. And I thought about how that Mary had a desire in her heart to bring care and comfort to her son. Oh, dear friends, that spoke to my heart, because what I seen was a woman who was highly favored in the eyes of God. In Luke chapter 1 in verse 28, when you see the conception of Jesus Christ, Mary was called out as a highly favored woman. Why? Because she loved the Lord. She loved God, and she had a desire in her heart to do what it was that the Father would have her to do. I say that to say this today, dear friends. If you know the Lord, you mothers, and you have faith in God, you are highly favored. You're exalted in the eyes of God. And what that means, when you're highly favored, it means that grace is bestowed upon you. The unmerited favor of God is yours through your faith and your willingness to do the will of the God. Oh, dear friends, when you look at this very closely, you will see that the brethren came, the family came, and they were seeking the Lord. Why? Because they were afraid that harm would come to him. They were very concerned with the conditions that was unfolding. And what spoke to our heart in this passage of Scripture was the willingness of this mom to go above and beyond to care for her loved one. I tell you today, dear friends, that's what touches our heart, because I can tell you from personal experience, there's nothing like the love of a godly mother. For I can tell you today, your mom who loves you and puts Jesus Christ first and foremost in her life would do all that she can for you. She would actually storm the gates of hell with a squirt gun for you. There is nothing that God's loving mothers would not do for their children. And that's what blessed my heart when I looked at this passage of Scripture. There is no doubt that Mary, there in Nazareth, there in Nazareth, had heard all the things that was going on surrounding her son. Can you imagine the worry that she must have had? Can you imagine how that she tossed and turned at night and had a longing for her son to be safe? Oh, dear friend, I tell you today, a godly mother who's willing to pray and have concern in her heart for her children and those she loves, praise be to God, she is highly favored. Oh, dear friends, we say that for you to know this, that the Lord Jesus Christ has a desire for you mothers to be highly favored in his eyes. You might say, Brother Lynn, how can that be? You put Jesus Christ first and foremost in all that it is that you say and do, and you live your life as an example. No, godly, but living godly, taking the woes and the pitfalls of life and tread through them in faith, believing and knowing that the one that you serve and the one that you belong to will never leave you, nor, praise God, leave you. Never leave you, nor forsake you. Oh, dear friends, that is a highly favored woman. I thought about Mary. I thought about this. Did Jesus ignore her? No. What Jesus did was that he took this example that was given and presented to him, and he used it to glorify the Father. He said, who is my mother and my brethren? Oh, dear friends, he said, for whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother. What's he saying? The Lord Jesus Christ took it to a different level. He took it to a higher plane, and he said to one and all that all who is willing to do what it is that God would have them to do would have that same motherly concern in their hearts today. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I don't have children. You might say, Brother Lynn, I don't have any biological children of my own. Well, dear friends, you show love in the name of the Lord to these children. You're a mother to them. You're a mama to them. You know, I grew up here in this holler. We own up in this holler, up here in Cambry Holler. I was visiting a man down in Oliver Springs the other day that had a lot of sickness in his family. And he's talking about in these places, these little hollers and these crevices and these hills, everybody knew each other. All mamas and daddies, they all knew each other. All their kids loved one another. All their parents intertwined one with another. And I thought about all these godly women. Many of them have gone on to be with the Lord now. Were a mother to me. Showed love to me. Showed kindness to me. That's what Jesus is saying. He said, whosoever shall do the will of God the Father is my mother, my brethren, and my sister. I tell you today, church, if we'll love God, if we'll praise God, if we'll give glory to God, if we'll live for God, the Lord will bless our heart to be a mama to many. Mary was willing to go, was she not? Many scholars and theologians said that that trek from Nazareth down to Capernaum, no matter what direction they went, was treacherous. They could have went a 20-mile route or a 40-mile route. Whatever route she went, it was hard. And I believe with each and every laboring step, it was concern. Concern. They thought, is Jesus, has he lost his mind? Look at all of that he's bringing upon himself. The scribes and the religious power leaders, the powerful leaders of the Jewish world is coming down on him. What's happening today? I tell you, friends, what's happening is sin is raising and rearing its ugly head, and to combat the wiles and the accusations of the devil is for godly mothers, praise God, to stand. Well, brother, is it just not moms? No, it puts pressure on dads too. Because you see, dear friends, it's believed at the time that Jesus had undertook his ministry, Joseph had already passed. His earthly father had done went. So here Mary had a lot of burdens in her heart. So she sought to bring comfort to her son. You know what warmed my heart was to know that there was nothing that would befall me that my mother would not have tried to take care of. Not nothing. Not nothing. Not a thing. And I've been out here in the church parking lot before, and I've seen these little kids out here running and romping and wrestling and just jumping here and jumping there, and I've seen them trip and fall. And they'll just face plant out here in the parking lot. And you say, oh, And you'll run down there to get them, and the more you try to pick them up and come to the louder they'll cry. But you let Mama come out. Mama come out and pick them up and cradle them close. And that scream becomes a whimper. Those floodgate of tears that was streaming begins to dry. That heart and that pulse rate that was racing begins to calm. You say, why is that? It's because of that mother's touch. It's because of that love of a mother. And oh, dear friend, the love of a godly mother is highly favored in the eyes of God. You've got a godly mother, praise the Lord for her. If you've had a godly mother, praise the Lord for her. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, I didn't have a godly mother in a flesh-like relationship, in a blood relationship. Dear friends, if you had a neighbor who was a mother to you, thank God for her. I know many today that didn't have much in way of an earthly mother. But they was an aunt or a grandmother or a neighbor who mothered them and impressed their life. You see, that love is what transcends all the wakes and worries and woes that we face in this life. See, my mother's been gone a long time, but I've never forgotten her love that she had for me. And you know something today, dear friends, I never will. Jesus is encouraging all those who would come to know him by faith to have that love, that same kind of love in their heart. Because it's that kind of love that makes us a part of the family of God. It's that love that makes a difference. That's why that Jesus took the example of his mother and sister and brother and coming and used it in a spiritual sense to embrace the family of God. You see, when you look at this word and you see the examples that God gives, let us today, friends, be mindful that we can apply these to our lives for the greater good of the kingdom. Because you see, dear friends, those of you who had a godly mother, those of you who had godly mother influences in your life, that didn't come to you by chance. That came to you by the divine guidance of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he wanted you and I to be the very best that we possibly can be. Now, I'm a sinner saved by grace. I fell and come short of the glory of God. But boy, the influence of my mom sure has impacted my life. And I believe that you could agree with us today that the influence of your mom has greatly impacted your life. And that's why, dear friends, you're highly favored. You're highly exalted. You know, I can remember as a teenager when my mom first got diagnosed stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Didn't think she would live just, you know, you didn't think that she would live maybe 2 or 3 months. But she lived 4 years and 4 months. And the doctors attributed that because she loved her family as she did. And I believe that. I truly do. Because there's nothing like the love of a mother. That's why that Jesus embraced it as he did. And cast that seed out to those that was in the midst that day. For them to be able to reflect those that was there could embrace that love. That love. I can't explain it. Many scholars and theologians may say that they can explain it, but listen, they're lying to you. They can't explain it either. But listen, we know something. It's real. So you mothers today, you're highly favored. You that know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're greatly graced. The merited favor of God is yours because of your faith and your willingness to be about the Father's business. Let's stand to our feet.